Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Pep Guardiola says Edison is the perfect Manchester City goalkeeper. The Brazilian is on course to win the Premier League Golden Gloves Award for the second consecutive year. He won the prize for the first time last season after keeping 16 clean sheets. He's already got 18 this term with four matches to pair. He's two ahead of his nearest rival, Edouard Mendy, for Chelsea. It's the ability on the ball that makes him such a special proposition, though, to Guardiola. He said, "We cannot have a better goalkeeper than Eddie," he told the club website. "He suits perfectly our way of playing. The impact he has on the team is massive. His composure and the way he faces the good moments and the bad moments is remarkable. His incredible work ethic. He's the best goalkeeper trainer. He has Richard Wright done an incredible job, not just with Eddie, but with Zach Steffen, Scott Carson and the young guys we have. We are lucky." Pep Guardiola insists that he'll not be resting the likes of Edison. He's got no intention of resting players ahead of the Champions League final. City still have four Premier League matches to play before they face Chelsea in the European Showcase. They do face Chelsea this weekend on Saturday. In a match, if they win it, they can clinch the title. Guardiola said, "I want to be honest, the players will not be ready to think about the Champions League final. Sometimes if you win the last fixture, the last two fixtures of the Premier League, you are more involved. Now it's to try and win the Premier League as quickly as possible. It's in our hands and we don't depend on other results. It won't be easy, but we've got to celebrate, to enjoy it, to have time to say to the guys we've done something good, and the moment we can go and get it." In terms of the team news this week, John Stones remains unavailable for City as he completes a three-match ban. Defender Eric Garcia could recover in time from a fever, while City have no other reported fitness issues. That's all then for the latest Manchester City headlines. We'll have more news later.